And no experimental patches are allowed in any final deliverance that has to be as straightforward as possible. And we shall be patient in our spiritual work and keep believing that the higher mechanism will soon take us back in consideration. And always be prepared in drawing the final conclusion of your elaboration, as tomorrow you would no longer be. And once we have understood the mood in which our production has to fall, it's just a matter of re-evocated time after time. Disguising a system which not only entertains our social emancipation, but also feeds it with an illusion of a future gratitude. And as society gives us the vivid illusion of a better future, we dismiss all our present activities of natural survival. Out of the social structure, yet also out of the addiction for consumption which relates to it. And leave time to your process, and only when you find it mature, reveal it to those that will give it the right estimate. And we shall only make sure to record a synthesis, while the actual speculation should be kept volatile. And the quasi-infinity of our nature is the only true emotion which is worth to render. And are the goals we set in advance preventing the paralysis we experience when conforming with the society? And in an economical society where inevitable indifference prevails, who does not conform does not survive. And the more powerful is the medium, the more we are subjected to control, and the more we will want to escape. And beauty is endless and can be found in everything. We just need to build the circumstances to fall in love with that. And if we would be absolutely certain of the peaceful intentions of our neighbors, we would also set the peace with our desperate progression. And don't struggle to size every moment, but keep unconsciously aware so that the moment can size you. And let the high periods alternate with the low ones without panicking, but only being aware of the cycle. And concern yourself with the flow, and by keeping its channels open and most possibly never too dry. And much is to be revealed, yet most of it is only a reconfirmation, just under different circumstances. And the medium not only talk to us, but listen to our phobias and stimulates them back in a degrading circuit. And by learning to nourish oneself with the spontaneity of the surrounding environment, the deliverance can be judged authentic. And what if even the last rock to be stand upon will be removed and claimed and thus made no longer accessible? And the fine line that divides us from a real nature becomes more inaccessible the more we conform to the social norm. And in our natural misbelief, the more we insist with our social schemes, the more it becomes impossible to go back. and what we may retain at first as the key of our social success may be only a relief of our inevitable failure. And it is no longer the natural flow we have to contemplate for our survival, but it is the social one for our indigestion. And it is the very quantification applied by the economical system to keep us so envious and obnoxious with one another. And those that are the least helped are those that are the most alerted for the spontaneous growth of opportunities. And commit yourself to the biggest challenge, yet plan each and every gradual achievement. And will there ever be any gratitude for a constant labor, or are we to stop it and go and look for it? And working with the ephemeral facade will hire the social consideration of the creator, yet until a new flirt will overshadow it. And we shall have no worries for what we have set to naturally fall into place. And one may be at the end of his life without having realized much but the necessary for his social survival. And pick the fruit that is yet to be ripe before the crowns realize it and overtake them. And our nature is left either too protected to be directly experienced, or too exploited to be even appreciated. And what is left of the many reminiscences of a life that got too spread and interrupted to be associated with any particular time and space? And we fully nail the purity that was long denied to us, and yet we are soon longing for a dose of artificial. And it's not really up to us to make decisions within a society, but our only decision is only to change to a different society. And by suspecting the artificial poisoning of our nature, we are to only adopt what is artificially controlled and thus enhance the poisoning. And it is the very environment that captivates us that may offer us the remedy for our temporal liberation. And at a certain point we may need the social assistance to be able to advance with our development. And we safely keep ourselves within the physical paths explored by our predecessors, exploring the ultimate path, our psychology. And a place filled with many visible temptations is a place filled with many hidden dangers. Browsing the territory to its limit, keeping track of all the potentials that could be of value. And as we get something sweet is taken directly from us. And we get mostly cautious with the invisible threats, leaving the visible one unattended. And in our artificially planned society, the most intuitive way is not likely to be the shortest to our aim. Select and fight mostly for the society you find worth it to fight for. And we shall acknowledge life as concentrating amidst the natural and or artificial limitation with little traces in between. And as it may be that the most rightful will proceed in the end, presently is the most useful, that is favored. And let some time to allow the most natural format to give a measure and a rhythm to your existence. And the most magnificent creatures are always the ones beholding the most magnificent manifestations of nature. And allow some risk to draw your own conclusions out of the social beliefs. And only what is naturally approachable will be approached, and what is not will be in the long run dismissed. And as the contrast may get more vivid when painted, the subject may reflect this and repaint itself for real. And any extreme circumstances turns us incapable of manifesting ourselves unless by being extreme ourselves. And it is the social intervention we technically apply to establish a certain order that kills the self-sustainable and the spontaneous order of nature. And still much are the resources, yet great is the caution to make any deliverance of them. And we shall project to continue our march even in circles if we shall wait for a territory to be reopened. And our certainty of failure may be only the beginning of our new ascendance, but this is only a providential matter.